Welcome, welcome. Okay. Hello. Come on. Hi, Odie, come on. Okay. Udi gave me high five this morning, so he must be really good mood. Okay, today we're talking about promise. Have you made any promise to your parents or friends? What kind of promise? Is it a secret?
Do my laundry.
Do your laundry, okay. And did you do it? Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. You kept your promise. This is good. Have you ever promised and then not able to keep the promise? Huh?
I make promises, but I just don't do them because I'm good and no time.
Right, right. Accidentally not able to keep the promise. Okay? When I was little, my parents always tell me, okay, clean your room. And I said, okay, Mom, I'll clean my room. And guess what happened? I forgot about it. I forgot about it, so not able to clean my room. And then later, my dad called me and said, did you clean your room, just like you promised? And I said, no. And then what happened?
In trouble.
Yeah.
In trouble.
I know, I did. At the time, my parents were able to spank me. I mean, it's not good right now, but when I was little, it's okay to spank your children. So I got spanked. Yeah. So, promise is important. And we promise to God that we're going to be good. We're going to, you know, read the Bible. We're going to pray. We're going to share love to others. You know, all kind of promise. Then we need to keep the promise, right? Because God also kept the promise for us, right? Okay. And do you know what this is? It's a thank you card from someone from our church, and there's a name, this mail card go to Pastor Jacob, a church address right here. And then this is special because this is the left side corner, there's something, a symbol of promise, stamps, right? Stamps. Post office put it, this stamps on, and when we put on stamps, then they will promise that they will deliver this mail, right? Sometimes they're not keeping the promise, but usually they keep the promise. So this stamp is really like a visual sign, like promise that post office will deliver this mail to me. I'm not sure whether if you put it good-looking Asian pastor on it here, they will deliver, but okay. So promise is important, right? Promise. God promised to us that God will provide forgiveness. God will provide God's love, especially at the end of book of Matthew, chapter 28, says Jesus said, I'll be with you always at the end of the age. That means God, Jesus promised that Jesus will be with us. So Jesus, God is with us right now because God is keeping the promise. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when you go to school, remember this. God promised to me that God is with me. So when you are getting in trouble, when you are dealing with some difficult situation, and you just keep remind yourself that God's promise God's promise of God's presence. Okay? Okay? Can you promise? Promise?
I'm gonna stand on my face.
Okay, let us pray. Our loving God, thank you for your faithfulness in keeping your promises. Help us, God, to be faithful in keeping our promise to you. Bless all of our children and youth in our church community as they are living in this world. Put your light shine upon them. Put your blessing upon them so that they can follow you, your direction, your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you, Udi. All right. Second high five. It's a special.